This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey. That's weird. I was just about to call you.
You were?
That's weird timing. Yeah. I was just going over all the...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going over everything I missed from last week. So I think I left you an email or voicemail because I'm getting messages saying that I have leads from last week, which used
uh-huh.
to send, it used to send me a message to my phone with the, mm-hmm. you know, the name, the number. It was people that requested things on our website. Well, mm-hmm. for the past couple months, I've gotten them texts every week, but I've never gotten any info from the customer, you know, like this is their phone number, their name, their email, or in what they requested. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm actually getting leads, which I probably am because I usually would get like one or two a week. And
mm-hmm.
ever since this started, I haven't gotten a single one. So,
yeah, we tried to reach out to you a couple times because I'd put you in the calendar so they could review what was
yeah.
going on with your account. And they reached out to you twice and left voicemail on the 15th. But what I can
yeah,
do for you is I can put you into the calendar at a specific time so that way we know that you won't miss
yep.
the call and they can go over it.
Yeah,
with
that's
you.
What I want to do.
Yeah, I got you,
Brian.
Absolutely. Let me.
Unless they, I mean, I'm guessing they can't do it right now, right?
I don't know. Let me see if there's anybody who can take the call live. I'll go ahead and put it out there. Give me a second here.
Unless they want to do, if you could do like 9:30 tomorrow morning, I saw both of their calls and I was on the other line both times.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually just call back to back, like 2 minutes apart. And
mm-hmm.
then by the time I miss the calls, it doesn't, you know, I don't know how to get a hold of them again. So
oh, you can always just dial back that 877 number and it'll feed you right through because you're a current client.
It doesn't come through as an 877. It comes through as a 909. And the first voicemail came through like that. The
mm-hmm.
second one came through as unknown. But I read both voicemails because she left me a voicemail both times and,
mm-hmm.
they were either the same number and it one
mm-hmm.
said unknown, but they
mm-hmm.
were at that one was one, a 909 number.
Interesting. I'm going to report that. Yeah, I can schedule you for tomorrow morning. The earliest appointment they have is 10 a.m.
Okay, that's fine. 10 is fine.
If the evening works better for you, we have 6 or 6:30.
No, that's why they call me in the evening and I quit answering phone calls around 5. So, I'd rather do 9 or I'm
got
sorry,
you.
10 in the morning.
Yeah, I got you. They'll call it 10. Absolutely. And I'm going to let them know that it's not coming up as the 877 number. Simply because, you know, you're having trouble with it and that you can expect it to come from something, either the 877 or 909, which is very strange because you don't have a 909 area code. I don't know what's going on with that, but I will go ahead and put that here in the notes. And then,
area code is, 513 and then the
right.
next three numbers are 909. I'm not, yeah, that's, and I think it says you're Amy, right?
I am.
Yeah, it says Amy Nelson when they call, but it comes from a 909, but I think my phone says
wow,
that number.
Interesting.
Because when I get a text that says Amy, you know,
uh-huh.
this is Amy or whatever, my phone,
uh-huh.
I think iPhone will save that name, you know, under that number. And
yes.
Even if it's, so I think that's what's happening, but it's definitely
okay.
not a 1-800 number.
With the leads not coming through, it should be a 1-877, but we'll go ahead and get that here. Needs help with the leads not coming through via text.
Can you see
okay.
those leads? Or no?
Yeah.
Just wondering how many I missed.
You can go into your dashboard as well, and you're able to view them. So they're going to go over all of that with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, uh-huh. So I can see what's going on because I looked in there yesterday, or not yesterday, the other day when we spoke, I looked in there and I had them double check your radius, your target radius, to make sure that we had everything listed correctly. I just had them do like an overview of your account to make sure that everything was good on our end because I do notice that you have been getting leads. So on the 21st, it looks like you got a lead. Hold on 1 second. Let me get in there. Localsplash.com.
Log.
Okay, yeah, you got one from Ashley. I reached out last year, just wanted to circle back. Hold on, let me get into your client dashboard and see. What the heck? Okay. Let me see what's going on.
Well, I'm in there now. Do I go to local leads?
You should be able to go to local leads, yes, sir. Maybe that's why it was telling me that there's an error, and I was like, what in the world? Okay, I'm going in. Yes. Yes, you can look at the local leads right there. It's Ashley. I reached out last year. Just want to circle back. Open enrollment's coming up soon. Oh, PPO. Okay. I'm like, I didn't know what that was. But you can listen to each of these recorded phone calls. You're able to see each one that has requested something from you or leaving you something. It's giving you the different information from each individual there. So,
all right. I see the Ashley one here.
Yeah, she's talking about insurance apparently.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then San Diego. Okay. I didn't know I could see all this. That makes
sense. Yeah,
okay,
you can see and you can listen to everything. So right here, like, you up at the top where it says leads or it has the hamburger where it says leads, once the Google Guarantee leads are in here too, it's going to sort and it's going to tell you which ones are Google Guarantee. You can actually go to the website visits and see which kind of leads have come in through the website, meaning people that have emailed you directly as, or, you know, you can see literally everything, looking to do projects. There's all kinds of leads came in through to you.
All right. I was getting these. I just hadn't gotten the last couple, but it looks like there's nothing anyway. All right. So on the Google Guarantee thing, I set up Google Clicks myself like a week ago.
Google Ads.
Yeah, Google Ads. That's one of the things. So what we decided to do is go with the Google Ads for about a month and see how what kind of turnout we get.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn that off and go to try Google Guarantee for a month or two. That's what I'm going to do. I probably will have you guys do that, the Google Guarantee one. On the Google Ads, I get like the keywords. I got to add negative keywords and all that. Do you guys do all that for Google Guarantee?
Yeah, we take care of all of that. So Google Guarantee, there's specific criteria of what the keywords are. You can't come up for, so they give a specific criteria for the landscaping vertical, and you get to pick and choose within that. So you can't deviate from what's in there. You can either choose yes to keep all those keywords or no. So for landscaping vertical, what you're looking at is, let me skip over there. Okay, artificial turf install, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape install, outdoor water features, driveway or walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscape, sod and seeding, outdoor steps, stone masonry. So you either come up for all or some of those keywords, but you can't like add words to that.
I got it. Yeah, that sounds like the exact same one for the Google Ads.
So it's really specific. Like you're not going to get, like say if you're not offering concrete masonry, then you're not going to enable leads from that. And then would say no to that. We would leave it off. And then if you got a call for that, which is very rare, then it wouldn't be counted against your lead budget simply because it's already a negative keyword for you.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to give it a go, if you're looking to give it a go in a month or so, then should we go ahead and start the application now since the terms and conditions state about 4 to 6 weeks for application processing?
What are you going to do? Send me that?
Yeah, so we charge the $250 application fee, and then we send you the application, and I schedule a client onboarding with my technician. They'll just review the application with you, make sure we have all the proper documents, and we'll go ahead and send it off to Google and get your Google Guarantee approved. Start the processing.
I tell you what, if it takes 4 to 6 weeks, can we give it about 3 weeks? Let's get to like the last week of August, then we'll start it. because that's, we're super booked up right now.
Right.
So I don't want to take on a bunch of extra work. If we can give it to
you. Oh, you don't have to take it on. This is the reason that I say this is that's what they quote. They quote 4 to 8 weeks for Google Guarantee processing. Once your Google Guarantee approved, Brian, then we call you and we say, hey, you're approved. We don't start the leads until you're ready to start the leads because you have to pay the minimum monthly budget to begin. So the hardest thing or the most difficult process is getting the approval, which I don't anticipate we're going to have any trouble. It's just however long Google takes for us to process it. So once you're completely approved, then when you're ready to cut the leads on, you're already there in place. You're not jockeying because you already have your spot. You just literally cut them on.
So just you told me the minimum was 500 a month. Does
yep.
500 come out once a month and then like it credits to my account and they just use that 500 each time I get a lead?
That's it. And if you choose to pause the lead, say, so it's called an activation or minimum monthly budget. You're correct. It's 505. And you'll pay that up front once you're ready to cut the leads on. And then say you take on a couple leads and now you're booked and you've got other calls coming in. So you say, you know what? I want to pause the leads. And you pause the leads, say, for 3 or 4 weeks. 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 days, however long you pause it for, that's where the budget stops. There's no automatic monthly charge on it. So it's not an automatic 500 out of the account every month, no matter what. Once the budget's exhausted, then we contact you to refurbish the budget, depending on what you need, what the needs are for the company.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Okay, so, well, I understand now. I wasn't completely ready to do the application yet. I need
okay.
to talk to Marty now because we were talking about waiting a few weeks. I'm going to talk to – I have a business partner here with me.
Mm-hmm.
So can you call me back in a couple of days?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a call back on Wednesday. We'll see where you're at. Yeah, just getting the application completed for you guys, you know, and getting that done, that's always the most difficult task. I don't anticipate any problems with doing it. It's just, you know, Google's been backing things up because they're doing re-verification on so many things, and they're just being more cautious and careful to make sure that everything that they're approving is 100% legit because, you know, people are crafty.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that against you or anything, but I'm just saying then once your Google Guarantee approved, bam, you have that already in your pocket, kind of like your secret weapon, then you cut it on whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I thought it was 500 every month no matter what. So
yeah, not no matter what.
About it again, and let's see if we want to go ahead and set up the application now. And
right.
And then I'll let you know.
Okay, perfect. I'll talk with you on Wednesday, Brian. You have a great day. And tomorrow morning, that call's coming between 10 and 10:30, okay?
Okay, I'll put it in.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.